Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Mem, Shavuos 40. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the concept of Modeh B'Miktzas, a partial admission to a monetary claim. And this, in order to understand this, we first go back to our Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Beis on 38b, where our Mishnah taught us that a Shavuos HaDayanim, that a biblical oath that is imposed by the judges, there are three types of such oaths, and one of those oaths is called a Modeh B'Miktzas, a partial admission, and that is where a person makes a claim, a plaintiff makes a claim, and the defendant has a partial admission to the claim. So, for example, if a person who is a plaintiff makes a claim for $100 and the defendant admits to $50, and under those circumstances, we make the defendant take an oath in the court, and that is called a Shavuos Modeh. However, says our Mishnah, if the plaintiff makes a claim for, let's say, $100, manoli biyadcha, he says, you owe me $100, and the defendant responds, ein lecha biyadi, no, I owe you nothing, then potter, he is exempt. Meaning to say, if he partially admits the claim, he has to take a biblical oath, but if he completely rejects the claim, he is entirely exempt from having to take an oath. That is the biblical law, and that's the law of Modeh B'Miktzas, where a partial admission versus kofar hakol, one who denies everything. However, comes along our Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis, and our Gemara says that Rav Nachman instituted, Rav Nachman was the Av Beis Din, he was the head of the court, and he made a takana, and he says, even though a person who denies everything is biblically exempt, nonetheless, mashpion oso shavuos heses, we still make this person take a rabbinic oath, which we call a shavuos heses. The word heses can come from the idea of placing something, like, for example, im Hashem hisit rabbi, if Hashem caused you to come upon me and to basically press upon me, or it could come from inciting or arousing, meaning it's a counsel, ki sisra achicha, that your brothers have aroused upon you, as it states in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 7. So the rabbis, Rabbi Nachman, instituted this concept of Shavuos Heses. What's the reason why Rabbi Nachman instituted Shavuos Heses, which is itself a very good question, because the Chassam, so as the Chassam Sofer points out, why would, if the Torah established that you shouldn't take an oath under those circumstances, why would the rabbis say you should? It seems to be going against, directly against the logic of the Torah. So the Gemara explains, "My taima chazaka ein adam toveya elam ken yesh olav." We have a general concept that we believe that a person will not make a claim unless there's some merit to his claim. Where there's smoke, there's some. Where there's fire, there's some smoke. Or where there's smoke, there's some fire. Basically, there's something to that claim, and so that's why we tell the person he has to take an oath. The Gemara challenges this idea. What do you mean, chazaka ein adam toveya elam ken yesh olav, that where there's smoke, there's fire? What do we mean that if the person will not make a claim unless there's something to it? Adaraba, just the opposite. Chazaka ein adam meyaz panav bifnei balchova. We have a different concept, which we have seen in the Gemara elsewhere, and we see it in Baba Kama, and we see it in Baba Metzia, that we have a concept, as general principle, that a person will not be able to completely lie in front of his creditor, that if a creditor makes a claim against him, a person is not going to be so impudent as to reject that claim. Chazaka ein adam meyaz panav bifnei balchova. So if the person is completely rejecting the claim, we should not force him to take an oath. So the Gemara says, no, even though that is a general principle, that chazaka ein adam meyaz panav bifnei balchova, that person is not going to reject the claim before the plaintiff who has done something for him, who has lent him money, nevertheless, ishtamute yehude kam ishtamitle. Here he's not really trying to be impudent. What he's trying to do is, he's trying to just delay the matter, push it off. Asavar adavile uparanule. We are concerned that maybe the reason why he's rejecting the claim entirely is not because it's not because he's unwilling to tell the truth for the person. There we would admit that a person wouldn't do a complete lie, but rather what he's trying to do is he's trying to push it off until he can get the money. So he has a good intent, and that's why he's lying. So we're concerned about that, and therefore we make him take a Shavuos Heses. What is the reason? What's the basis for this concept of Chazaka Ein Adam Meyaz Panav Bifnei Balchova, that as a general principle, a person is not going to completely lie in front of his creditor? So there's two main approaches to this. The approach of Rashi, which he says in Baba Kama, and the approach of Tosfos, who challenges that. Rashi's approach is that the reason why a person is not going to be meis panav, impudent before his creditor, is because if somebody has done something good for you, somebody has done a favor for you, how can you come and be so chutzpahdik as to completely lie and reject everything which is true? So a person wouldn't be able to do that in front of a person who has done him a favor like that. That is what Rashi says. However, even though Rashi says that, Tosos challenges that, because Tosos says not every situation where a person is completely lying is a situation when the person has lent you money. We know that a modi b'miktzas also applies in the case of, let's say, a pikadon. If a person asked you to watch something for him, and there he didn't do you a favor, you were perhaps doing something for him by watching something. And so therefore Tosos says, since it doesn't work in every situation, Tosos raises a different concept. And the concept is that a person is not going to be able to lie directly in front of a person who knows he's lying, whether or not he did him a favor or not. A human nature is not going to be able to lie under those situations. And so therefore, Tosfos says that's why we say chazaka ein adam meis panav b'fnei bachovo. However, if it's a situation, according to Tosfos, maybe it wouldn't apply if the person doesn't know you're lying. For example, if you say, oh, something happened to it, and that the person who gave you the object, you're not denying that he gave it to you, you're just denying the fact that you're responsible to pay for it now. So there it might not apply according to this theory of Tosfos. There we might not be able to say a person will not completely lie in front of a person who is his creditor. Chazaka ena adam meis panav b'fnei bal chovo.